You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. Letting this never happened before happen. And just allowing yourself to arrive here. Letting that be in its own time. Arriving here in this meditation, in some way still arriving in this retreat and in this maybe life stream. Arriving maybe like leaf by leaf falling and landing. Arriving into our retreat together, starting to kind of catch on to the schedule and starting to kind of drip by drip into stillness, so that as much as possible in the hall during the meditations together, except in emergency, of course, letting stillness have you. And feeling how easily the silence and stillness internally we can take as a rule, and something in us naturally will want to test the rule. Something in us, conscious or unconscious, will want to test the rule. Am I still welcome if I break the rule? And if we could rather feel out of love for our precious lives and togetherness, and the precious chance to feel and fall into something deeper than what's usually accessible. And just letting that silence and stillness even come into movements, almost as if we are fish in water, greeting each object as God, or as myself, or as some unknown that is radiating the truth of things. And naturally, as we start cooling down, naturally, what's really hot in us will really be noticeable. As we start to feel our way into relaxing and restful, somewhat calm, naturally, where there is disturbance inside will really be noticeable. And so basically we're all getting more and more in touch with our sensitivity. And learning how the sensitivity can work with meditation instead of against it. So really feeling how there is always a state of mind and body. And whatever the factors that led to that state of mind and body, it's within our own body chemistry, body-mind chemistry, to receive with tenderness, interest about myself and about life. And so just feeling, if you wish, just now, what is the state of mind? And maybe it's even more helpful to feel it as a state of body-mind. Just how is the consciousness? In the cells, in the inner space. Not looking for it to be the right way or the wrong way, just how does it feel? Smooth, sharp, heavy, light, expansive, contracting. Just as a texture, a substance, almost as if it's an organism, your body state, mind state, organism, temperature. The kind of cloud of atmosphere that your cells are within. Creating and responding to. Just so simply that we're allowed to feel what we feel. And to bring it home. This is what I feel, not the story of it. And just feeling how easily when what we feel gets hot or intense, there's a bumping away, a jumping away into some story or other, an escape. So naturally. That we don't even realize. We've left contact maybe with the aliveness of the felt body-mind state where we can learn and go deeper. Maybe feeling, what is that sort of flavor in the water inside? What's the atmosphere, the mind state? Almost with a kind of gratitude towards that teacher of the mind state. That when we're receptive, it could teach us almost everything. And so much forgiveness, as much as we can find, for ourselves and others. When so understandably we get kind of bumped out, we jump away from the intensity of just feeling what we feel. And so maybe allowing to come to mind, if you wish, a time or situation that you felt hurt or disturbed or whatever by another person or people. or a creature of some kind. Just so simply, and not the worst thing that ever happened to you, and not the second or third or fourth worst thing, just something light that you could feel the heat, the disturbance, the shutdown, whatever it was, the blame. Kind of the lightest one that you can still feel, rather than the heaviest one that you can bear. The lightest one that you can feel, that texture, that heat, that shutdown, whatever. And if it starts to take over a story, then coming out of it, back of the body, wish for peace, feet. And just checking if it's possible from your position just now to feel for what factors may have come into that person, getting into a hurry, getting careless, feeling like Lakshman with an important job or whatever. Maybe the person inside there feeling afraid and not enough, insecure, whatever. The factors that may have gone into that happening. And maybe we can even include our side of it, how we took it in as hurtful, however understandable. Feeling the two sides of a hurt. Someone getting caught up in one side and someone getting caught up in another side. Believing that something someone else could do could touch my preciousness as a living creature, as a mysterious life, understandably, but not letting go of that fundamental power or authority that we have, dignity. And still from dignity feeling that hurt. And then feeling what's possible if you wish. Whether offering forgiveness, which I think is more of a happening than something we can just do personally, but maybe you feel forgiveness. Or a wish for peace, or even just space. To feel ease, though there's disturbance. To stay tuned to the sweetness no matter what, whatever your wish might be in that. What does that situation call forth from you? Sometimes a more difficult situation calls a really the deeper wish. To be at ease and free no matter what. For example. To be at ease and feel the secret sweetness even though my hurt got triggered. Could be another example. And kind of maybe letting it go like the stream keeps going. The rain falls down and then follows its nature, down and around. Like a cloud keeps changing shape and place, feeling the possibility of being free from that situation without a trace, or the wish for that. Not because you should, not because it's a rule, but because it's in our nature, perhaps, to rest into that traceless place. And from there, honor the personal. Maybe allowing a couple of breaths to be long and full. The natural kind of sweeping through the body. The whole body welcoming the chance for the out-breath. The whole body welcoming the chance of the in-breath. Gradually, like waves on the sand at the edge of the sea, washing away the prints of what was past. And where the prints were not so deep and are washed away, enjoying that freedom and sometimes disorientation, no longer having that problem to focus on or define me. And where the prints are deeper, allowing it to be tenderness that washes again and again without any hurry. Loving the chance to bring tenderness to the wound, to where it hurts. Even though the hurt doesn't cut all the way down into our dignity, it still cuts down. Tenderness for tenderness. Letting that wash naturally together. And perhaps, if you wish, calling to mind a time that you may have hurt someone else, whether consciously or unconsciously, purposely or without realizing. Or wanting to. Not the worst thing, not the second, not the third, not the fourth worst in your feeling of it, but something the lightest that you can feel. Maybe you accidentally said a word or something and then realized it wasn't needed. Maybe in your mind you accidentally blamed someone and realized there was not even a basis for that. Just feeling a simple situation that happen to all of us. Giving us a chance to feel the way the bird can come home. The sweetness of being called back. And feeling what factors went in. Now you don't have to imagine what it was. You can feel. And just letting your sensitivity feel what was going on. You felt uneasy or insecure or on top of insecurity, so sure of yourself or whatever. You were just in a hurry. You were thinking about something else. You thought only you were feeling sensitive, whatever. Maybe it's possible just very, very gently to get a whole feeling for the whole thing, that it was based on fear or pain, or not bearing the intensity of your own process, or whatever. Something might come across new that you hadn't even considered as connected, that, oh yes, just a few hours before or yesterday, I didn't listen to myself. And since then I felt uneasy, and that unease grew into that disturbance. And I just vomited it out. So natural, understandable, and ready to be learned from. Ripe. Just feeling all those small little moments that there can be an honesty that's a relief. An honesty that's a kindness and a coming back whole. That we're allowed to have made mistakes, and we have, and that's all. And what's the root of it? The subtle root. Really being clear on that. In the feeling of it. Somewhere around being insecure, not liking the vulnerability or uncertainty that is, not wanting to bear the intensity, thinking we can't, thinking if we can, how will we survive? Will it be too hard, too demanding? To really bear that place that likes to be insecure, rather than falling into we don't know. Secure or insecure. Shaky. Present. Somehow unfolding gracefully from shaky and present. And maybe just allowing sound or breath to wash that away for now. That focus. Just leaving room for what you might wish. To ask forgiveness inwardly, not outwardly. To wish for peace, learning, understanding, freedom. Letting your own sensitivity tell you what it is that you honor most deeply, and that you feel disturbance when you get disconnected from that. And then just that very subtle practice of tuning back in to loving what you love and feeling how hard it can be to stay steady there. That subtle and that intense. That unknown, uncharted. That simple. That much in our own hands, and that important. Maybe a breath or two again that might be deeper to kind of let go of that reflection. And then just ever so briefly, maybe one of the hardest ones, feeling a way that you have hurt yourself. The lightest that you can feel. Maybe just feeling it briefly as a texture in the body, if possible, letting it go and coming into a place that feels good in your body. So that we're not caught up in the story or the pain or our attention to pain. And sometimes as a practice, coming into where we're closest to home about ways that we hurt ourselves or dishonor our dignity. Or don't let ourselves love what we love. Know what we know. And then coming out of that disturbance or pain into something that feels good. In the body, or something that feels out of that pattern of hurt, like maybe the feet or the sounds, or a deep wish for peace, freedom. So it could be sometimes a way to practice of allowing ourselves to feel that difficult, intimate pain of how I betrayed myself or hurt myself, left myself. That hypocrisy of the mind that still points straight to where it hurts, the back end of the arrow. Letting it hurt just so simply, and then moving away from the hurt deliberately to a pleasant, positive feeling in the body, thought, sensation, whatever, or somewhere that's just out of the pattern, breaking through that habit energy. Ground, sound, feet, for example. Any direct experience. And also giving kindness here. And gradually, over years, we may start to realize the factors that go into our hurting ourselves, abandoning ourselves, enacting the wound by acting from the wound. And just letting it hurt and letting that not be all that there is, not all that you are, not the deepest that you are. Letting it hurt and then coming to what feels maybe strong or whole, quiet or good. And here we may find a kind of twin forgiveness or wish for understanding, wish for peace with life itself. That in life we bump into each other, we hurt each other and ourselves. And just feeling for maybe what can sort of drop down straight to the bottom of the lake, right through all that activity, energy forces roiling around. That can stay true. Honest. Kind, dropping right into what isn't conditional, what isn't hurt or hurting. What isn't a test or a rule. Or a cage. Dropping right down in the midst of all that, through it. To the quietest bottom of your being, where you're okay, even if you're not. Even if you're not okay. There is okay. And even if you don't know if you are or not at all. The unconfirmed presence. Stream. Already here, aliveness. It doesn't mind about anything that comes and goes. And even has maybe a kind of a deep smile, no matter what story or disturbance, by self or other, to self or other. And sometimes we could just let that feeling, maybe way down in the pelvic bowl, a feeling as if towards a smile. A little bit like an incense stick and the smoke just rising up in its own honey time. Without any straight line. And sometimes we could allow that smile for to kind of come up, to physically start to rise up the body, trickle up. Spread wide. Lift up. Lifting up, steady up the middle, and lifting up on the sides, into the sides of the body. Maybe all the way up to the face and head. The lifting in the roof of the mouth, maybe. Lifting up through the back of the neck and head, perhaps almost like little fine strings. The floor of the heart uplifted. Sometimes it can happen, the smile that begins way down and trickles up, dawns up, and out. And if and when that may come about in whatever situation, allowing it, perhaps, and allowing it to radiate beyond any facial expression, much bigger than that. Sometimes we can invite it through tuning into where it feels good in the body for a while. Or we can invite it by asking ourselves what kind of breath would feel delicious and letting that happen. Kind of cleanness of the cells speaking as smile. Any questions?
Yesterday, when we were speaking about the sort of full-on approach to talking about, some sense of that reminded me of what you were saying a few days earlier about projections being accessible. Can you elaborate on that connection?
It's exactly the same thing, just in different words. So, I feel like maybe it's good just to have a little more time to inquire internally for each of us, like noticing what's the subject of the mind, the disturbed mind. What's the subject? And in what way is it pointing? Often blame or cause. And just leaving some more room to feel the inside part of that, the inside shape of that outside shape. And when it's more of a projection onto my sense of myself, like this inner critic, inadequacy, wrongness thing, maybe there we could feel for the hypocrisy in getting caught up in that. So not hypocrisy like bad boy, bad girl, but just the actual kind of getting to know the feeling of when we're getting caught up in something that we can feel is untrue. And what's the function of that preoccupation? What happens because I'm preoccupied with that? What gets left out of my awareness, my attention? I think there's more, but I think it's good to have time in the silence to feel. And maybe we could also bring in what Marie asked yesterday that we didn't get to yet about how a similar situation, one moment has a certain reaction, and the same similar situation, another moment has a different reaction. That could be helpful to also feel as part of that exploration. Anything else?
Often in the mindfulness instructions, there's an emphasis on letting the breath be as it is. So at times, I've found it very helpful to utilize the intention to create more comfort, space, breath. It's so powerful for that. So I was wondering if you could just speak a bit about, using that skillfully and why it's shied away from and how we can use it and not to.
I think that when there's a lot of kindness inside, that leaving the breath as it is, we can learn a lot. Kindness and confidence. But when that's mostly broken, so it can be helpful to, as a reminder towards kindness and confidence, to feel that the way that the breath something about the way the breathing is going on feels small or is reflecting that broken kindness or whatever. And that there could be room for some natural, like warming up the clay so that we can work with it, or getting some elasticity into the body mind. So I think that is part of why that it's so often instructed to leave the breath as it is that there's not taking into account the field that we're working with, kind of, that also needs to recover before things will just grow by themselves, so, like insights. Also, in the tradition, I think because of at the time that Gotam was living, there was so much about manipulating the breath to an extreme and without fruitfulness, that maybe then it wasn't so much mentioned in his teachings directly, like do this to your breath and see what happens, and then do that and see what happens. But in the instructions about mindfulness for breathing, it's not just leave it as it is. It is leave it as it is, and it's also breathe in happily, joyfully. And for us, it's like, what? What do you mean? You know, and we could even approach that as, what's wrong with me if they just say breathe in happily and that means nothing to me? Like Jayaji in Delhi saying, in Delhi the moon means nothing. And we're like, what's wrong with me if the moon means nothing in Delhi? Well, in another situation, the same person, the moon means everything or whatever. Breathing in happily, there's some, we can work with it or dare to allow something like that to start to happen and maybe go with it a little. And then, yeah.
I've gotten to feel that part of this is also what's happened in recent centuries, I guess, with the tradition of this huge split between insight and shamatha.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, funny enough. It's such a huge privilege to be here with you all. And may it all be very fruitful for you and everyone you know in an ongoing way.